All right, here we go. It is Thursday morning on 97.9 The Hill. Time now for more trivia presented by the Forest at Duke, that wonderful retirement community in Durham. And they have some wonderful things going on over there. And Freddie Kiger is here to deliver the question today.
I am indeed.
After doing mountains of research.
Actually, this one does kind of smack of research. And
So in other words, it's going to be hard.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nice. This is another kind of softball.
All right.
But it's kind of computeries is our category.
Okay.
Carnegie Mellon computer scientist Scott Fahlman on this day suggested to his colleagues that the use of a close parenthesis, hyphen, and colon create something.
Okay.
What did he create?
Oh, I think I know. You got to visualize it on the computer.
Close parenthesis, hyphen, and colon.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Fahlman, on this day, Carnegie Mellon, what did he come up with in 1982?
Some people use it all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think I ever have, but
I don't think I ever have unless I just did it by accident.
Yeah, exactly. And that's highly likely.
Exactly.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know the answer to the question, you can get a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Let's go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ronstadt's.
Whoa. You know Ronstadt's? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
All right, Freddie, you're talking about that special symbol that you can create
exactly.
When you're typing.
Yeah.
A smile.
Yeah, a sideways smiley face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
do that the all the time.
The first emoji, if you will.
Hmm.
And it came our way back in 1982.
Hadn't thought about that, about the emoji part, you know.
But in a way,
everybody talk about
a primitive emoji.
Yeah. Hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it was groundbreaking, wasn't it?
I guess. But it makes you wonder, was he just sitting there and doodling, so to speak?
And sitting there messing around.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you can invent.
Oh, have you seen some people who do that? And like, I'm like, create art.
Yeah.
With
I know.
Symbols.
I create art sometimes, but it's not very attractive. Nothing you want to look at. And I do it accidentally.
Oh, yeah. I've done that many, many times.
I don't even mean to. Well, hey, thumbs up to that question.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much.
He's wearing a thumbs up shirt.
I got you.
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, congratulations, buddy, for delivering another great question.
You're a very kind man.
And we got another great answer.
Well, exactly. We have a very astute listening audience.
Yes, we do.
In fact, we probably, I wonder, you know, one time, you know, Jeopardy did use us as a... As an answer.
We're the most highly educated community in
America.
The
highest
at
the time. And I don't know what it is right now, but...
Yeah, pretty high.
It's like over 60%.
Yeah. It used to be higher than that.
Masters or even high. And then, well, with undergraduate degrees and with masters, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
So, softball questions like this, we're just offering people wonderful opportunities.
Exactly. We're just giving away prizes.
Yeah, exactly. Sharing the love.